Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2, Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. Check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And speaking of acoustic sessions, we're welcoming back to the program today Jim Bullitt. Jim, happy holidays to you. How are you?
Happy holidays, yep.
Thank you for coming on the show in such short notice. What would you like to play for us first before we get talking here?
I'm going to play a song called Boreas, which is named for a Greek god of the winds.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of an autumn song.
Okay.
It's
a new song.
It is a new song, yes.
Okay.
Hope you like it.
Here's Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I imagine you at twilight in a classic movie pose, the kind they used to put on posters before the movie houses closed. You'd be gazing out at someone, putting monuments to shame. You know the camera always loved you, and I guess I did the same. I can hear you in the echo of footsteps on the stair. I can feel you in the raindrops falling softly on my hair. You're the flickering of starlight. You're the trembling of a leaf. You're the certainty inside me that's stronger than belief. My north wind girl, my north wind girl, you bring back the magic to my world. All these years you've been a vision, just a picture in my mind of a life I could imagine, but never thought I'd find. Now it seems the wind is changing, bringing with it clearer sky, and from the ashes of my memory, like the phoenix, you arise. My north wind.
Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise. And I might mention that it sounds so great because we're here at SonicWall Studios
yes.
today.
Oh, yes.
And Mr. Joe Talley, is back at the controls here, and it's beautiful, isn't it? It's great.
It sounds terrific.
It does sound terrific. So, Jim, I'll tell you, man, I've been telling everybody you're the most prolific writer of music around here these days. Every time I turn around, you're sending me something new, and that's really really something to brag about, I think. You've got so many new songs. You got an album which just came out the other day with Richard Spano, In the Shadow of Cupid's Arrows.
Yep.
My gosh, how do you do all this?
I'm retired.
I got a lot of time on my hands.
This is pretty much all I do, except for family stuff. And yeah. I do have a grandson that takes up some time.
Yeah.
And I do a lot with my church. But yeah, it's I want to feel busy. I want to feel useful. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of look at it as a job. And I'm disappointed in myself when I don't write something. So.
Really? Where do you get all this inspiration?
the Holy Spirit.
Really?
It comes to me. If I sit down and try to write a song, I'll very often fail.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of try to keep myself open to ideas. And, when I get something that seems like is a potential, I'll sit down and work with it. But
yeah.
For a long time, I was, you know about this from Carl's Community, I was trying to submit a song a week.
Right.
And I'd kept up with that pretty well, but I felt like after a while I was just kind of forcing it, and I wasn't feeling as good about the song. So I'm trying to let myself take a little more time and wait for the songs to come to me.
Yeah, well, a lot of them came from Richard Spano, obviously,
this
album.
I got lyrics from Richard for a whole set of songs that we wrote together. That are on the new album that we just put out.
You are Mr. Melody. You added all this melody.
And it's funny because I used to be mostly a lyrics guy.
Yeah.
That was, being an English teacher and sometimes poet, I figured that was my strength. But lately I've discovered I write pretty good melodies too.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Your lyrics are really great too. You are one of the only songwriters I think I have found who uses 4 and 5 syllable words in songs.
Yeah, sometimes I'm showing off my intellect, I think, and that's not a good thing. I have to rein in that tendency.
Yeah.
You know, the teacher thing kicks in, and I want to impress people with my vocabulary. But I wrote a song that's going to be on this new album called Weather Report, and I had a couple words in there that just didn't fit the kind of gospel-y blues thing, and Zach Motes, who produces me, suggested, why don't you change that word?
Isn't that great to have a producer?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He and Richard both are wonderful advisors. So.
Yes. Well, you guys are doing great work. And the new album, I understand you're still trying to figure out a title for that.
Yes.
The one with, the one with Richard Spano is called In the Shadow of Cupid's Arrow.
Yes.
And now that's
right.
Available now to buy.
It is available now. It came out, I think, on Wednesday night at Maker's Craft. Richard pushed the button to make it live. So it is actually.
Yeah, so now it's live wherever you stream music, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll be doing a big debut show at some point. So.
Well, that will be a great night. What would you like to play for us now?
This is a total change in mood. This one is one of the songs that came to me just on my morning walk. I was thinking about tiny things, like tiny people buying tiny dogs and building tiny houses and so on. And it got me thinking about tiny hearts. And
okay.
So that's the title of the song.
Okay, here's Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Okay. Some people like to live in tiny houses. Some like tiny dogs they can carry in their purse. Some like to drive those tiny sports cars. But a tiny heart is nothing but a curse. Well, you can eat a great big breakfast in your great big dining room. You can wear a great big hat and great big shoes. But it won't make a difference if you have a tiny heart. And a tiny heart's not something that you choose.
Tiny hearts don't leave much room for friendship. Their space is occupied by doubts and fears. Tiny hearts leave no room for adventures. They're too cluttered with the ash of wasted years. If you have a tiny heart, people will know it. They will see it in the choices that you make. And no matter how you're trying not to show it, it's as subtle as putting ketchup on a steak. Tiny hearts are bound to leave you lonely. With a tiny heart, you'll never know true love. Tiny hearts have one advantage only. Tiny heartaches are all they're capable of. So if you have a tiny heart, come on and join me. And we'll form a tiny heart society. Maybe if we put our tiny hearts together, we can get a glimpse of how we're meant to be. La da 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 da. Tiny hearts are bound to leave you lonely. With a tiny heart, you'll never know true love. Tiny hearts have one advantage only. Tiny heartaches are all they're capable of. So if you have a tiny heart, come on and join me. And we'll form a tiny heart society. Maybe if we put our tiny hearts together, we can get a glimpse of how we're meant to be. Maybe if we put our tiny hearts together, we can get a glimpse of how life's meant to be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise. But I don't believe you have a tiny heart.
Sometimes I feel like I do.
You do?
Yeah. Well, I'm a very guarded person. I'm very private, and
yeah,
I avoid a lot of, you know, risks and.
Well, but that isn't an indication of a tiny heart.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
You seem to be a person who's very accessible. Very.
I try to be. I try to be, and I try to be very warm and caring. But I'm like I say, I'm very risk averse too. So.
Okay. Well. Is that going to be on the new album?
That is definitely. Yeah, we're just. In fact, I just released it today.
You're always releasing things. Am I going to go home and find this in my inbox?
I'm not sure. It goes. I use DistroKid, so it goes from there to Spotify and Amazon and things like that. It takes a couple days. So.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise. Let's move on to the Christmas song that done and. A little bit of explication here. I was asked to be a judge in a contest, a Christmas song contest at the Victorian Station by Big Pink Music. And there were about five or six artists there with their Christmas songs, and one of them was Jim. And he sang this really beautiful song that ultimately won the competition. And I asked him to come on the show and sing the song. He's going to record it here at Sonic Wall as well. And I'm hoping you'll do it now. You told us at that night that you wrote it about a year ago.
Yeah, well, I wrote it just a couple days before Christmas last year. And of course, at that point, it was too late to play it out anywhere or to release it. So it just basically sat for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought about recording it or something for this year, but just got busy with other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that competition came up and it offered the, you know, the chance to win a recording session here, I said, that seems to be fate speaking to me.
Yeah, there you go.
So I pulled it out and learned it again. And
That's indicative of what goes around comes around.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
And what is its name?
It's called Better Than We Are.
Why did you write this particular song?
I think it didn't really start out as a Christmas song. I was in my usual sort of forlorn state during the winter months and feeling lonely and sad. And I had a nativity scene up and was thinking about the Magi wandering in the desert. And I thought, well, that's kind of how I feel. And it just turned into a song using that imagery. So
excellent. Well, here's Jim Bullitt here on Hunter at Sunrise.
wandering in the desert, searching for a sign, wondering how we'll know that it's the one we're meant to find. After all the struggles, after so much loss, can we still believe the dream of kingdom from across? Somewhere in a manger, underneath a star, sleeps the one whose love can make us better than we are. Can't see where we're going, can't say where we've been. Sad that some things have to end for others to begin. Prophecies excite us, but they don't match what we see. Faith requires acceptance that what is was meant to be. Somewhere in a manger, underneath a star, sleeps the one whose love can make us better than we are. In this the winter of our discontent, we seek an answer in the firmament. When we're feeling hopeless, when we're sure we've lost our way, when it seems we'll never make it through another day, something deep inside us, something we can't understand, keeps us moving forward towards that fabled promised land. Somewhere in a manger, underneath a star, sleeps the one whose love can make us better than we are. Better than we are. Better than we are. Better than we are.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's a great Christmas song. It really is.
It's not your typical Christmas song.
But it's got a lot of great images in it.
Yes.
It's really nice, especially at this time of year. And I really appreciate you you recording this for everyone to hear. I know you're going to do that a little bit later on.
Yep. Got Zach Muntz coming in to accompany me, and we'll try to knock one out today.
And thanks for inviting me to your your recording session. And the rest of us are here at Sonic Wall Studios. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a real pleasure.
And we look forward to this new album. Do you have a ballpark when it's going to come out?
I'm thinking we're down to the last two or three songs, so it's going to be soon. I think early in the new year.
Well, that's good. It'll be good to hear that. And In the Shadow of Cupid's Arrow is out now.
It's out now.
And that's with Richard Spano, who wrote most of the lyrics, I understand.
Yes, he wrote the lyrics, and I wrote the melodies for it.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thanks again for doing this, Jim.
Thank you so much.